Hello, welcome to the first podcast full episode as we dive into it. Just want to start out with a little short info on the podcast. As you know, you can see in the bio, as we're going to talk about sports, life, social issues, and just anything that's interesting. If you have anything that you'd like to add, a content that you would like to cover, or if you would even like to be a part of, just hit us up on email, coachfred1@me.com, and we can make that happen. Just, you know, in light of what's going on, you know, COVID-19 has made life completely different. Life making do the best we can do with what's going on, with the cards that are being dealt to us. Life has changed. 2020 is not the same as 2019, not the same as 2018. Everything has completely changed, and will continue to change as things change day by day. And as they say, things are fluid. It's a fluid situation, and there's going to be a change at 2 o'clock. There could be another major change at 2:05. Just playing it ear by ear. Something that's completely new, as life changes. And we'll just, you know, move into it. And with that being said, let's talk about some of the hot stuff right now. You know, sports are back. What do you think about this? You know, baseball was off to a slow start. You know, you had all those positive tests, and you still have teams that are coming up with one or two, but not as many. When they first started out, it was like the whole Marlins organization took a road trip to Atlanta, and they had to shut things down. The NHL seems to somehow have figured it out. They're rolling. They are into the Stanley Cup playoffs. And for the most part, everything has been great. No major setbacks. Something completely off subject. I don't know if you guys have ever watched a hockey game. I did a few years back and became in awe of what I like to call the athleticism that those guys possess. That is amazing. Those guys are that big, on ice skates, handle the puck at the speeds they go. That's talent. That's athletic ability. Back to the subject at hand. So those, you know, those teams are rolling in the NHL. The NBA has it completely figured out. Let me knock on wood again, knock, knock, as, you know, that structure down in Kissimmee at Wide World of Disney Sports, second to none. I mean, they have a great situation and a great setup for what it is that they came back and, you know, and set out to do. And it's amazing that, you know, you only had maybe one guy that kind of stepped out of it, was a little hungry, had to go to Atlanta to get it, but you know, it is what it is. But you look at the overall situation, and man, the NBA is killing it. They literally knocked this thing out the park, with the teams, with the playing situation. I've tweeted about it several times. It's almost like a high school AAU tournament. As to where, and you think back to an NBA game and an arena, those guys just kind of were there. They were playing, the bench guys just kind of there watching. It's a whole nother vibe. It's almost addictive to watch. I mean, I almost love to watch it again. I mean, for a while there, you know, you never really watched the NBA, at least I didn't, until playoff time. Because it had became such a business, so to speak, for those guys. But now it also, it has the feel of an AAU tournament. You know, coaches are coaching in slacks and collared shirts, not $500 suits. The benches are bench mobs again. You know, they're getting into it. You can actually hear those guys getting into it, talking and carrying on and having a great time. And that's what it's all about. I've watched several games and still watching and just waiting on my Lakers to bring home the title. you know, college football, NFL are up next. How are you guys going to do it? You know, how are they going to stay safe? How are they going to keep the kids safe? You know, that's what it's all about. Being able to keep the kids safe in the college football situation. The bigger conferences with more money, they're not going to have an issue. Strictly because they have the money for the testing. They have the money to create the NBA type bubble. And that's a good thing. The NFL has that money as well. So, you know, the thing that me and others that I've talked to have the question, you know, I coach in college football, college athletics. We've moved our season to the spring. So we'll be able to sit back and watch and gather more data and see exactly where it worked for them and it didn't work, and then try to fit it into our pockets. That's what it comes down to. Trying to get that thing to fit into what you can do safely and economically. So it'll be interesting to see the smaller conferences that are still going to play that does not have the SEC type of money, that doesn't have the NFL type money, to see how they are able to pull this thing off and be able to go forward with it. I'm rooting for it. It's what I do. It's my livelihood. It's how I make a living. It's how I provide for my family. And it's a situation for those young men in our camp to continue on, to be able to do the same thing for theirs. So it's going to be an interesting situation to sit back and watch, man. And you know, you got to root for it, and you're hoping for it on the sports side. But, you know, you're hoping for life as well, as far as a vaccine, treatment, something to come up here shortly so that people can move about and get back to as close to normal as we've been. So with that being said, just a quick dabble into it. Hope you guys kind of enjoyed the content. We'll continue on in the second episode, which will come, and we'll continue to build this thing and see if we can't get others involved and continue on in a positive and safe manner. Y'all be good out there. Thank you for listening.